All right, welcome back. Back to some football. We had 55 guys here today, so it was an awesome day. Obviously, about an hour work. We'll do one more day tomorrow, very similar. And so a bunch of good stuff. Good to get those guys out there. The thing that always shows up in this thing is they've been basically track athletes for the last 3 months, so we got to build this thing up as we go, acclimate these guys. But other than that, it was some good work.
Welcome on into Sports Talk on this abbreviated edition on this rainy Friday. Luckily, not raining in Athens, Georgia, where LSU's getting set to play the Bulldogs. 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch. But we got a lot to get into because Jeff and I, and Mario as well, was out there. Just got back from Saints rookie minicamp, getting to see the black and gold in action today. Not a lot much is going on during this time, except we heard Kellen Moore talk about acclimating the guys to being in life in the pros and being a New Orleans Saint, but it just feels good to be at football practice at least.
I'm going to quote the coach, bunch of good stuff. You know, guys running around doing football things. It's nice to see. You know, you kind of, it's a good little ramp up into the off season, right? Like it's the first step and you get out there and you remind yourself what it looks like and blah, 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 blah. We did see Jordan Tyson moving around wearing number zero, not wearing any gloves, which was an interesting choice. He did drop a ball. So, you know.
Well, but he does wear them in games.
Yes, he wears them in games. I think it's a good idea. I think more players should ditch the gloves for practices early on and kind of work on their hands without the gloves, because it's just, you know, it's harder to catch the ball without gloves. So then you put the gloves on and it's easier. It's the same principle as why they warm up with rugby balls, right? And like, okay, if you can catch this ball, you can catch the football. It feels like a tennis ball anyway. But yeah, there was only two players that we didn't see out there. And one was Christian Miller.
Second round pick.
Defensive tackle. He's also the only player that's unsigned, which is not unusual. Second round picks tend to take much longer to sign their contracts, their rookie contracts, because there's more negotiating that has to be done over guaranteed money.
But Coach Moore did say, though, he is in the building.
Yeah, he's there. He's right there. But he's dealing with a minor injury, it sounds like, so they kept him off the field. You know, it's that time of year where if you're dealing with pretty much anything at all, you're not fighting through it. Right, it just does not make sense to fight through an injury this time of year. Also, Xavier Harris, the defensive tackle they signed, the UDFA, he's dealing with foot, or he's coming back from foot surgery, so he's another guy who's was in the building but not participating. One guy we did see out there though was Lorenzo Styles Jr. He's coming back from shoulder surgery, but clearly feeling good. Saints were able to get him out there for some drill work. Was not in the 7-on-7s, but he told me he's feeling great. You know, he feels like he's on track, and he said after the draft his goal was to be ready for training camp. And being out there already getting work in is a pretty good sign.
Well, Jeff, you mentioned you got to talk to Lorenzo Styles a little bit. Here is clip number 6. Jeff talking with him in the Saints locker room after practice.
Day one rookie minicamp in the books. How you feeling?
I feel great. Still getting acclimated. I'm happy to be here. Feel great.
Was this kind of the plan for you to get on the field? Are you a little ahead of maybe the schedule? How's the shoulder feel?
Shoulder's feeling great. Just following the protocol of what my team has for me here. But I'm progressing well.
How much did you work in the slot at Ohio State? And do you think that could be kind of a vision for you here? They call it the star here. It's a little bit of a different
one. Yep, nickel star, all the different terminology. I got a lot of reps at Ohio State. Primarily, that's where I worked in at. So I've been doing that for some years now. So I'm ready to, day one, really go compete for that spot.
And what's important at that position?
Quickness. It's different. It's unique than corner, and it's different than safety, just because you got the coverage ability, then also being able to be able in the run fit. So I think showing my full acumen in that spot in particular, and then the physicality and speed and everything that it takes to play DB at a high level.
That was Lorenzo Styles talking after practice today. And yet the one thing I know Kellen Moore mentioned as well, it's like, well, he might be dealing with that shoulder issue right now, but his legs are fine.
Yeah, he's not going to – there's no contact, really. There's not a lot of physicality in these practices because they're not allowed to be. He also – you know, I do think it's interesting. You know, Ohio State, their defensive coordinator is Matt Patricia, obviously a longtime NFL coach, both offensive and defensive with the Patriots for a long time, was head coach of the Lions. So it's more of an NFL kind of ready scheme that he's coming out of. I believe they have they call it the star role at Ohio State. I'll have to double check on that. But no, he's an interesting cat. I think he kind of said, hey, I want to compete for that job right out of the gate. You know, and whether he gets it to start the season, which probably will not be the case, he is a guy that long term, you know, you look at it and say, okay, maybe it's Julian Blackman this year, right? He's on a 1-year deal. He's a veteran. You know, if you go that route and maybe mid-season suddenly are like, hey, we want to make a change. He's right there. In year two, he could be a guy that takes over. So I do think that's probably the vision for him, is to be maybe your long-term star DB, slot corner, whatever you want to call it. Because I think he has the skill set for it. And he needs to probably get a little bit more physically strong at the NFL level. A lot of these guys do. But, you know, I'm curious to see how he factors in there throughout training camp.
Yeah, definitely anxious to see what he can provide, because, like you mentioned, there is that role open right now with the departure of Alante Taylor. You don't think they're going to throw necessarily the rookie to the Wolves right off the bat, but I could see, we've seen, you know, the last year with this team, able to work him in, and eventually he could take over the role mid to late season.
And I think they'll let him compete for it.
For sure.
Right? If he goes into camp, he looks great. You know, he looks like the best option. I don't think you say, hey, he can't do it. But I don't think you're going to rush him into anything. I think he's a developmental guy. Same thing with Bryce Lance. You know, I think both of these guys have really intriguing skill sets, but Lance is probably a few pounds lighter than you ultimately want him to be. You know, he's a legit 6'3". He's long. He's got long arms. He reminds me a lot of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. When you really look at the skill sets, Marquez is 6'4 with 4'3 speed. Bryce Lance is 6'3, 4'3 speed. And they both have a kind of like gangly, like long arms, which is really hard to defend downfield. And I think if I'm Bryce, that's the guy I'm trying to model my career after. Probably needs to just thicken up a little bit.
I was going
to
say, right? MVS had a little more meat to him.
Yeah, well, we saw him when he was like late into his career, right? I think if you look at MVS when he came into the league, they have very similar body types. But, you know, he's another guy. Like, I think both these players, you know, mid-round picks, and you look at him and say, hey, maybe not week one, but maybe by the end of the rookie season or going into year two, these are guys who could have significant roles for you.
Talking about some wide receivers, Kellen Moore talked about the three that they drafted.
Jordan, Bryce, Berrion, you know, speed, juice, you know, these guys got some really good engines, so to speak. And so really good work by those guys. Good to see those guys out here moving around. And that'll be part of this process. Just get them as much exposure as they can. Excited to get those guys in with the veterans. And that'll be a really good group for us. I think, you know, the veterans, we love that group that, you know, finished last year, the pieces we've added. And certainly this draft class is going to add to that equation as well.
That's another Kellen Moore-ism when he says, you know, he likes to say juice.
Yep, juice, you know, it's all a part of this thing, you know. He's got a lot of, if you listen to him for more than like 10 minutes, you could probably make a list of, you know, a pretty good drinking game if you wanted it.
Check them off, like Kellen said this, drink!
Yeah, bingo either. You could have a bingo card pretty quickly, but no, I mean, you kind of learn the ropes with Kellen. You're not going to get a lot out of him, but, you know, I do think that it'll be interesting to see just how involved this year's training camp is, and if there is any fine tuning from last year. It was a very light camp last year. Not a lot of fitness type stuff, not a lot of like gassers or anything like that. They were very, very, very careful not to overwork guys. I think they maybe took it a little bit too far in that direction. So we're not going to find that out in rookie camp, obviously, but we'll have to see in OTAs and in mini camp, and then in the full training camp, whether they maybe get a little more aggressive with some of their reps.
Part of that wide receiver group, Berrion Brown, drafted by the Black and Gold. Kellen Moore was asked, does he see the receiver as more than just a kick returner?
It's a receiver as well, and I think that's the important asset that we viewed this as, is we're onboarding a guy who's a returner and a receiver, and it's not going to be just a returner and nothing else. And so, you know, his experience, his exposure, we spent a lot of time with him. He came in on a 30 visit, go through his experience, you know, going to Kentucky, going to LSU. He's had a lot of success both in the return game and the receiver game, and so excited to add him to that mix.
Brown in the Saints locker room too today, you know, obviously very excited to be staying in Louisiana. You love to hear that.
Yeah, and he's not from here. So, you know, he's excited. I think he's from Maryland originally.
That's right.
I have to double check. He went to Virginia Tech prior to being at LSU. But no, he's a kick return option, right? I saw him fielding punts. I saw Jordan Tyson fielding punts. There was also another, I think Makai Muse was fielding punts, one of the tryout players.
Great name.
It is. It's a great name. There's a few great names. There's also a McAllen Castles. Sounds like a good scotch. But no, it's going to be fun. And we also get a second day, which isn't usually the case. Usually rookie minicamp, we get one day. We get to go out there tomorrow as well, which is a kind of a good opportunity to dig into some of these tryout players.
It is pouring here in the city right now, but not in Athens, Georgia. That's where LSU is playing the Bulldogs tonight. 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch coming up on WWL. We're going to take a break, come back, wrap up sports talk right after this.
I think it's just acclimation to the NFL. You know, hey, there's obviously nuances to the NFL. They're different than college. We're trying to get a scheme introduction. Essentially, these guys are 3 weeks behind the veterans, and so we're trying to catch them up from that standpoint. And there's obviously a little bit to see those guys move around the field, but we got to set these guys up so that moving forward, they're ready to go and they can get acclimated really quickly and with our veterans.
Saints head coach Kellen Moore talking about what he was looking to accomplish here at rookie minicamp day one today. They'll be back out there tomorrow. Airline drive there in Metairie. Practice facility still, you know, being one of the more, I think, elite venues that we can watch practice. I'll always enjoy being in there compared to the outside.
As long as you prepare for the air conditioning, that's the important thing, because it does get a little nipply in there. It's chilly.
I'll take it.
So if you're dressed for the outside and you suddenly are inside, it can be problematic. But no, I mean I would be surprised if we're outside tomorrow, considering what the weather is and what the field conditions right. would be like.
But you don't need any slips out on the turf out there.
Yeah, and here's the thing: I don't think we're gonna get a ton from tomorrow that what wasn't kind of viewed today. It's gonna be a lot of the same stuff. I think my biggest takeaway is, you know, when you draft a wide receiver in the top 10. You should go out there and be able to tell immediately that's a top 10 wide receiver, right? And I think if you had someone who kind of just like an alien that dropped down from space and the first thing he did was go to a Saints practice, knew nothing about the roster, and you said, hey, look at all these players and tell me which one you think is the first round draft pick, which one you think is drafted at number 8 overall. Probably have some other questions.
I was going to say, honestly, if you're going to ask me that, just by looks alone, I'm going to say Oscar Delp.
No way. Just because there's no such thing as a first-round tight end in this draft.
I'm just saying, looking at the guy, though.
No. It was Jordan Tyson. The way he moves and the way he can get in and out of cuts and the way he just glides around the field, like that's a first-round athlete, you can tell. And that doesn't mean you're going to be a great pro.
Right.
But it does kind of give you a good idea, just watching him move, why the Saints were so enamored with this kid.
Well, folks, that's a wrap on our rookie mini camp edition for today. We'll be back more on Monday with a whole wrap and more sound for you from the latest and greatest from Saints rookie mini camp. Coming up next, LSU baseball. Game one, their series against the Georgia Bulldogs. Enjoy it, folks. Hopefully this Tiger team can take at least 2 out of 3 to keep their postseason hopes alive. For Jeff Nowak, I'm Steve Geller, also Charlie Long and Mario Jerez. Have a great one, folks. Good night and who dat?